Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
Look at all the pictures of the resort you'd stay in every year. All you need to do is pay reasonable maintenance fees once a year. With any contract that you're signing, read and understand everything. What happens if you cancel? Can you get out of this contract? If you feel pushed into signing the contract, you need to stop and take a step back. If you have questions, contact the South Dakota Office of Attorney General.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Cole McNeil, four, quarterback.
Zachary Hansen, number 9, running back.
Colby Holster, number 22, fullback, linebacker, punter.
Jonathan Peterson, number 30, running back, linebacker.
Marcus Anderson, number 57, O-line and D-line.
Dominic Pruitt, number 62, O-line, D-line.
Logan Leindecker, number 81, wide receiver and cornerback.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Good evening. We are back at Tiger Stadium. Both teams just returning out from the locker rooms. We're very close to the anthem and also the introductions, Flip, and we should have this game kicked off right about at 6 o'clock. And, Cork, I'm loving the 6 o'clock kickoff.
Oh, I knew you would.
I think we all do, really.
Exactly.
Even for Douglas, and granted they gain an hour or two on the way out, but, you know, this is 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock body time for them, so that's not a big deal for them either, as they don't be about time. They'd be about midway through practice most days. So good weather, obviously. The wind is a factor. It's out of the south-southeast. I think it's a little stronger than homecoming 2 weeks ago, but hopefully not coming directly into my window. Had to tape down my tripod this week, so hopefully there's no accidents with that. But looks like we're ready for our anthem, so we'll take this timeout from here on Community Campus, home of $40 credit hours for in-person classes. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porsche a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production. Balancing biology with fertility, they offer a whole line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we are back at Tiger Stadium. I'm Jeff Duffy. Let's give you the starting lineups here for the Douglas Patriots here on Tiger. Douglas gave us their starters on defense, so that's what we'll do. Urjaya Ponton is a defensive end freshman. Merrick Vandergriff is another freshman. He's a safety. Linebacker Jack Coper, sophomore. Corner is Kaiten Wanzek, a senior. Lane Howie is a linebacker. He's a senior. Joshua Smith is a corner, a junior. Josh Gaudino is a linebacker, junior. Nose is Sylvan Kent, a senior. Defensive tackle, Lewis Geiersberg, a senior. Defensive end, Aiden Slenkakis, a senior. And safety is Tegan Carter, a junior. Starting offense for the Huron Tigers along the line, the tackles are Nolan Staley, junior, Elliot Hartman, sophomore. Guards are Jackson Greenfield, sophomore, and Reagan Dirksen, sophomore. Center is Charlie Martin, a junior. Tight end is senior Colby Hofer. Wide receivers are junior Blake Elwine, junior Riley Winiger, senior Logan Leyendecker, and the running back is senior Bubba Peterson. Quarterback is senior Colt McNeil. Alex Ferdinand is the head coach of the Douglas Patriots in his first year. Drew Strand in his third year as head coach of the Huron Tigers. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Officiating our game tonight, the white hat is Irvin Gebhardt. The other parts of the crew, Todd Foster, Adam Fritz, Pete Entringer, and Terry Duffy. They are the law on the field tonight. They're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. So, Cork, we're going to be dealing with the win. Be kind of interesting to see what they do, whoever wins the flip, defer, or take the wind. You might be more interested in having the wind to start the second half than the first half, as strange as that might seem. But bottom line is the wind is going to be a factor straight out of the south, Skolk, going right to left for us.
Exactly, and it's going to, like say we talked about earlier, it's not going to go down any. It's going to keep maybe increasing, so you got to deal with that. And, you know, it's just one of those things. Both teams have got to deal with it, so you just got to pick your poison, I guess, and go with it.
And my goal is to have my stat sheet not go flying at any point, as I forgot my clipboard. So I did bring tape this week to hopefully keep my tripod secure, as that was an issue big time last week for homecoming. So bring the captains in. Douglas wearing their white jerseys for the road tonight. Red numbers, blue pants, some blue trim. Blue and white trim on the jerseys. Huron wearing their traditional orange at home. Orange jerseys with white numbers and black trim. Black pants with a couple of orange and white stripes at the bottom. And, Coach, as I said, we're basically about as healthy as Huron's been since maybe, well, even before the beginning of the season, because we were missing guys to open the season. Only one guy really on the injury report tonight. Colby Hofer came back last week. Lowen Leyendecker, who I didn't know for sure would play this week, he's out there. Looks like he's ready to go. Thackeray Hansen made his return to the lineup full-time last week at running back, so we do have some good things going there. Obviously, you want to, you know, with our numbers, you want to stay as healthy as possible. And so coming in game six, it is good to see that.
Exactly. I mean, you know, most teams have got the other one. We're losing guys. We're gaining ours back. So, like, it's this far into the season, you're going to have the bumps and bruises and stuff like that. But to get them back like that, that really helps us out going down the stretch here.
Huron won the toss, and they will receive and go into the wind. So, hey, here we go. We're ready for some football here from Tiger Stadium. Huron will have the ball first, and we'll go into the wind. So that's where it's important to establish that run game, something Huron has struggled to do at times. Good crowd here tonight. Other than the wind, it is good weather. And while it's October now, we should have a little cooler temperature here. And again, the earlier start time means the Douglas fans are going to be staring into that sun for a while till it goes below the stadium. As usual, it's Riley Winiger and Bubba Peterson back deep to receive for the Huron Tigers. Still waiting for Douglas to come out with their kickoff team. And we'll be ready to go here shortly. It's 2 minutes after 6 o'clock, and this is KIJV AM-FM in Huron. So Douglas preparing for the kickoff. And kicking off into the wind, so see if they can reach the end zone going this direction. Still can't see the number of their kicker.
Number's going to be a little challenge on that jersey.
Might be 18, Jacob Hervella. And he's going to do an onside kick, and coming up to cover it for the Huron Tigers. Heads-up play is Jeremy Holfer, and Huron's going to have good field position. I think that was a designed onside kick by Douglas. So Huron's going to open up with good field position, first and 10 from their own 49-yard line. We talked about that with Coach Strand. We felt Douglas might try some different things here. So first and 10 here on slot right, one receiver left, and the pistol here on first and 10. Handoff to Hulse. Tries to turn the corner, cuts in, gets tackled from behind. We'll get a gain of about 3 on the play. On the tackle was Kaysen Tibbetts for Douglas. Gain of 3. It'll be second and 7 for Huron. Again, into the wind. I'm sure you want to try and establish the run as best you can. Hansen in the backfield now for second down. And they'll stay in the pistol with Hansen right behind McNeil. Now Hansen shifts to the side of McNeil. And straight drop, short drop, and the pass incomplete right between Leyendecker and Porish. Not sure where that was intended. And so right away, third and 7 for Huron after the quick pass comes up short. So a passing down into the wind on third and 7 from the Douglas 48-yard line. We'll stay in the pistol here, wing right, two receivers left. And handoff, Hulse trying to turn the corner, has the corner, gets forced out of bounds. Looked like he'll be about a yard short of the first down. That will set up fourth and 1 for Huron. Huron had a couple of pulling linemen out there. Caudell and Martin were got up ahead. It's going to be fourth and 1 for Huron from the Douglas 42-yard line. So a big play here early on for both teams. On the fourth down and 1 from the 42-yard line, we'll go with the pistol eye. Thackeray Hansen, the deep back, on fourth and 1. And play action, going to pass, going to throw short, and the pass deflected at the line, and Douglas holds. Somebody got a hand and deflected it, incomplete, and Huron gives it up on downs. And Douglas will have the ball first and 10. 11:09 to go in the first quarter, no score. And the Douglas Patriots with the ball for the first time, and they'll take over at their own 42-yard line. Douglas comes out. Their quarterback is Connor Wright. He is a 6'4" junior. He's in the pistol. And they're going to run a reverse coming to the right. Turn it upfield and fumble on the play. But I think Douglas got on top of it. It was a reverse to Kadem Wanzek. Ball came out, but it was recovered by a teammate. And it ends up being a gain up to the 49-yard line, so a gain of 7 on the play, and a fortunate break there for Douglas. They'll have second down and 3 from their own 49-yard line. Stay in the pistol for Connor Wright. Brings Wanzek in motion again. And the handoffs, kept by Wright. He's caught behind the line, maybe gets a yard out of it. Right away, I believe it was Cooper Bischoff that got in there initially. It was. Wright did to show some power to get a yard out of it. Ball at the 50. It'll be third and 2. They run the RPO there, I suppose. And Wright kept it and initially had him in the backfield, but he did get up to get a yard gain. So third and 2 from the 50-yard line for T area. Trips to the right for Connor Wright. Long count, and there's a movement. The right tackle took off for Douglas. Did anybody else for now? It looks like they're going to do procedure on Douglas. So instead of third and 2, it's now going to be third and 7 as the right tackle took off early for Douglas. So a break there for Huron. Now it's 3rd and 7 back at the 45-yard line. We're just underway here at Tiger Stadium. Huron gave it up on downs. Now Douglas faced with a 3rd and 7 at their own 45-yard line. Trips right, one receiver left. Long count here again by Wright, and he wants to pass, looks right. He's going to step up, has some room up the middle, and gets tripped up. He's going to be just short of the first down. Oakley Anderson got him. They're going to put him at the 50, so I thought he maybe got to the 49, but it is to the 50, so a gain of 6 for Connor Wright. 4th and 1, and Douglas is showing the punt unit in. Of course, if they watched the film last week of Spearfish, and I'm sure they did see Spearfish pull off a successful fake punt. 4th and about 2, we'll call it, as Douglas in punt formation from midfield. Bubba Peterson, the only man back deep to receive, and they will punt away. Spiral kick and gets by Peterson and will roll out of bounds inside the 5. Or right at the 5, so effective punt there, and it'll be 1st and 10 for Huron to pin back deep in their own territory at their own 5-yard line. 9:09 to go in the first quarter. Each team has had the ball once. Nobody has a first down. And Huron a long field against the wind here at 1st and 10 at their own 5-yard line. Where if you're here on, you'd really like to see the run game get going. Pistol, handoff to Hulst up the middle, has some room. He'll pile forward to about the 11-yard line. Following Caudill and also Hulst on the play. Or Hulst on the carry, excuse me. Put it up to about the 12-yard line, gain of 7. It'll be 2nd and 3 from the 12. And we'll stay in the pistol with Hulst directly behind McNeil. Hand off again. Hulst has another little crease. He'll get the first down. He's caught from behind by Aiden Slankakis. But the first down of the game for either team on the run by Hulst up to the 17-yard line, gain of 5. And a first down for the Huron Tigers. First and 10 from their own 17-yard line. Again, just underway here at Tiger Stadium. Pistol formation, and McNeil going to flare it out left side. The kickout block there for Leyendecker. Turns the corner, 25, 30, and finally knocked out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. Little swing pass. Anderson Porish was there with a nice kickout block, and they'll put the ball all the way up to the 35-yard line. That's a gain of 18 on the play, and another first down for Huron. A little better field position now, and Huron can go to work here. Inside of 8 minutes to go, first quarter, no score. Pistol with Hansen, I believe, behind McNeil. Hand off straight ahead is Hansen, breaks a tackle, has the 40, 45, 50, and knocked out of bounds. But another big gain on the play for Thackeray Hansen, and another first down for Huron. Gain of 17, 16 on the play for Hansen. Now some big chunks of yardage coming off for Huron, and they quickly went from their own 5 to Douglas territory, 1st and 10 at the 49-yard line. Pistol formation, Hansen behind. Now Huron will kick off to Douglas, as I said, with the wind. As Michael Larson will kick off. Going to be a high short kick, end over end, goes over the first guy. Going to be scooped up at about the 12 and going to be tripped up at about the 20. Good special teams tackle there by the Huron Tigers. That was Sean Messamore on the stop defensively. And it'll be 1st and 10 for Douglas with 4:23 3 to go in the first half, and they'll have it at their own 21-yard line. First and 10 from the 21 for Douglas. They go trips right, one receiver left for Connor Wright. And a delay, and they will hand it off on the sweep to Sandel. Gets what he can, maybe 2 yards on the play. Tackle was made by Porish. Maybe give him 2 yards on the play to the 23. It'll be second down and 9. Or second down and 8, excuse me, from the 23-yard line. Just inside of 4 minutes to go in the first half, Huron now leading 8-0. Two receivers left, two right. Here comes the motion, and taking the handoff is Tibbetts. Tries to turn the corner, flag on the play. And if I recall right, that is the first penalty marker we've had in the first half. Comes with 3:36 to go in the second quarter. Is he hold on Douglas? See if Huron takes it. Looks like they will walk him back. Actually, the second penalty, there was a 5-yard penalty earlier in the game on Douglas. Oh, yeah, that was on their first possession.
Exactly.
Yep, so it is the second penalty marker of the game. Second penalty, 15 yards on Douglas. And it'll be second and 18 for Douglas back at the 14-yard line. 3:36 to go in the first half. Huron's up 8-0. And now we have a whistle and a timeout, I believe, for Douglas. 3:36 to go in the first half. 8-0. Huron leading. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Visit Sun Gold Sports in downtown Huron at Center Plaza or online at sungoldsports.com. Or call Stephanie at Sun Gold Sports at 605-554-0248. Screen printing, embroidery, custom apparel, awards, banners, and sporting goods. Sun Gold Sports, 289 Dakota Avenue South, Center Plaza in Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Be second and long for Douglas, and Douglas did take that timeout. Yes, they did. See if we got anything on the scoreboard where it had the earlier start, so I'm not sure how much anybody else would be going here at this early time. And it'll be second and 18 for Douglas at their own 14-yard line. It looks like we're the only game going in 11AA right now. Second and long for Douglas from their own 14-yard line. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Here comes motion. That's Tibbetts. He'll take the handoff, turns the corner. Now he's going to throw it high in the air up for grabs. Incomplete. I think we saw a flag behind the play. Douglas thought there was interference on Huron, but that was basically a jump ball, and every player's got a right to it. It is going to be on Douglas, and they're going to say decline, so an incomplete pass by Tibbetts on the end around. It'll be third and 18 from the 14-yard line. And for Huron, really, that's what you want, Corky, because it stops the clock. No need to give them an extra down at this time. If they can earn it on third and 18, that's on us, on that, not on them.
Exactly.
So third and 18 from the 14 for the Douglas Patriots deep in their own territory. And again, against the wind, they have trips right, one receiver left, and the shotgun. Tibbetts looking right. Here comes the screen, and he's going to underthrow it to Sandel. He took a lick after he got rid of it. They were trying to set up the screen, but the pass came at the feet of Sandel. Fourth down. And Douglas will punt the ball to Huron. Huron can envision some good field position, plenty of time, 3:26 to go, and Huron does have two timeouts left at their disposal. Innes the freshman. Hervella with the punt. Peterson back at the Douglas 40-yard line. Long count. There's the snap and gets the kick off. A wobbler, and Peterson going to field it. Runs into his own guy. Gets away from a tackle. Breaks another. Splits up the middle of the field. He runs a lot to get about 3 yards on the punt return, but still Huron's going to have great field position inside the Douglas 30-yard line. Again, plenty of time here in the first half with 3:13 to go in the second quarter. Huron up 8-0 and a chance to add on to that lead. So 3:13 to go. We'll put the ball at the Douglas 28-yard line. Huron's had great field position this whole first half. And Holst will be the pistol back on first and 10 from the 28. Straight drop for McNeil. Has time. Now flushed out. Gets away from a couple of the tackles. He's going to run it up that right sideline and skip out of bounds. Maybe a gain of one or two. You can see Colton's being much more careful with the ball this week if it's not there. I don't know if he's really had a throwaway yet, but he's been able to actually run the ball. I guess he did step out where a loss of two. I thought he got inside the marker. He did not, so ball back near the 30. We'll call it second and 12, just inside the 30-yard line for the Orange.
That's good game management there on his part. If it ain't there, don't force it.
Trips to the left, one receiver right. Hansen is the pistol back here on second down and 12. McNeil, play action, going to throw, and the ball deflected. Second time there's been a deflection as they're trying to get that bubble screen out to Leyendecker. And coming through with the deflection that time was Aiden Slankakis. And now it's third and 12 from the 30-yard line. Again, if you're here on, you don't have to get everything, but all of it, but you'd like to make it manageable. If he can't get the first down, it'll be third and long just inside the Douglas 30-yard line. Again, Huron's had great field position here in the first half, but only one touchdown to show for it. Huron leading 8-0. We'll go with the pistol eye on third and long. And straight drop for McNeil. Going to throw it far sideline again. This time it's Porey. She's up. Catches it. Touchdown. Flags on the play. We'll see who the flag's on. Douglas seems to think it was on Porish. Flags came out from two officials. And Huron's not doing any celebrating, and I think this will be wiped off on the penalty. Offensive pass interference, first penalty against Huron. That'll be a costly one. 15 yards, and all of a sudden the ball back to just inside the 45-yard line. So instead of a touchdown, it's 15 yards, and Huron has a third and 27, 26 maybe. So again, you don't have to get all of it here on third down, but you'd like to at least make fourth down manageable. Of course, you just like to score and not worry about it. So third and long from the 46-yard line. McNeil rolls to the left. He's going to heave it down for Elwine. Elwine comes back, makes the catch at the 16, and that should be enough for the first down.
Boy, what a pass.
Blake just went to basketball mode there, boxed out the corner and just stayed inside of him and made the catch at the 16-yard line, a gain of 28. And a first down for Huron. Ninth first down of the first half for Huron. They have it first and 10 at the 16-yard line. Two receivers left, one right. Pistol. Now Thackeray Hansen back there, and he'll get the handoff up the middle. Runs right into a couple defensive tackles. He'll do well to get back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and 10 at least for Huron. It's like they're going to go a loss of one on the play for Thackeray. Second and 11 at the 17-yard line. Minute 55 to go in the first half. Again, Huron's got two timeouts, so no big hurry here as of yet. They're certainly taking their time here, getting the play in here on second down and 11 from the 17-yard line. Trips right. Got the tight end to the left. And now we have a timeout here on. A little slow to get out of the, get the play out there, I think. And they end up taking the timeout with a minute 29 to go in the first half. Huron 8, Douglas 0. Huron threatening. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout. 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Brian J. Davidson, Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut up hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose. Because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Second and 11 for Huron from the 17-yard line. Minute 29 to go in the first half. Huron is up 8-0. And, Corky, we just need to capitalize on these opportunities. We've had a couple of deep penetrations into Douglas territory with nothing to show for it. And we saw that last week with Spearfish as well.
Those are tough when you get your opportunity like that and you don't cash in. It's really hard on you.
Trips right on second and 11 from the 17-yard line. And McNeil looking. He's going to go that far corner for Porish, underthrown. And it will be third and 11 from the 17-yard line. 8-0 here on. Clock stops with a minute 24 to go in the second quarter. Huron has one timeout. Douglas as well. Elwine will go wide to the left. Two receivers to the right. And the shotgun for McNeil. McNeil rolls to his right, looking, under pressure. Will throw a short pass complete to Juergens. Short of the first down, it'll be fourth and about five for Huron from the 11-yard line. Juergens with his first catch of the game, and up to the 11-yard line, so a gain of six. So fourth and, we'll call it fourth and six from the 11-yard line, fourth and a long five. So Huron's got to come up with a play here. Trips left, Hulst in the backfield, right behind Colton McNeil. Here comes the pressure. McNeil has time. Now he'll throw it short, complete to Porish in the middle of the field and tackled at about the 2-yard line. That time you saw McNeil hang in there under the pressure and deliver a dart to Porish. It'll be first and goal for Huron at the 3-yard line, gain of eight. 10th first down of the first half for the Huron Tigers. So first and goal at the 3. We have 1 minute to go in the first half. Huron one timeout remaining. We'll go with the pistol eye. Peterson the fullback and Hulst is the tailback on the first and goal from the 3. Little shift there by Juergens. Hand off to Hulst, going off tackle, breaks a tackle, and will get brought down at about the 2-yard line. Gain of one. He did break one tackle, but had a lot of pursuit there from Douglas and just gets inside the 2-yard line. Gain of one, second and goal from the 2. And Huron gets right back to the line. And again, the handoff straight ahead. It's Hansen for the touchdown. Thackeray Hansen with the score. And Huron goes up 14-0 with 20 seconds to go in the first half. So again, able to cap off the drive, had good field position, didn't waste it. Hansen with the touchdown, and Michael Larson on to kick the extra point. 14-0 Huron with the extra point pending. Kick is up, kick is good. 15-0 Huron, 20 seconds to go, first half. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Took a little while, but the Huron Tigers have been able to take advantage of opportunities. Last two times they've had the ball, Huron now leads 15-0 with 20 seconds to go in the first half. So, Corky, that's exactly what we needed here. And, you know, after having a couple of close chances that we weren't able to capitalize on, good to see the boys punch it in the end zone.
Exactly. You know, going into halftime with that momentum like that, hopefully that carries into the second half. We did a lot of great things there. Give the credit to the O-line. They gave Neil a lot of time to work back there.
Big play was the pass to Porish up the middle and also Elwine to get that first down. Michael Larson will kick again to a line drive. Going to bounce. Picked up at the 29-yard line by one of the up backs. And he'll get about 5 yards, get pushed back. Ty Kleinsaucer was in on the stop for Huron along with Rayshon Whiff. And Douglas will have the ball first and 10 with 15 seconds to go here in the first half. Patriot ball at the 35-yard line. 15-0 Huron getting set for halftime. You see the Huron Tiger marching band is lined up to ready to do their field performance. I believe they go to Sioux Falls tomorrow next competition. And it looks like Douglas just going to take a knee and run out the clock. Yep, they will take the knee, run out the clock, and we get to halftime. The score here on 15, Douglas 0. Here on Community Campus, timeout of 2 minutes, and we're back here to Tiger Stadium, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 504 4th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
KIJV is Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Halftime at Tiger Stadium. I'm Jeff Duffy along with Dave Corcoran at the half. It's Huron 15, Douglas 0. Huron scoring on their final two possessions of the first half. Had two other really good opportunities where they could not punch it in. So Corky, so far so good. you know, you'd like to maybe at least got one more touchdown out of that, especially that when we had a first and goal at the 9, but really just never got very close to it. But give the boys credit. They made some big plays when they're under duress in those last two drives and got into the end zone.
Exactly. They're doing everything the right way here. They're, you know, the O-line is giving them time to work, and they're opening the holes for them to run with and everything like that. And everybody's just rallying around each other and making things happen.
So, you know, get to the half here, and it is 7 o'clock, KIJV, AM, FM, Huron. We're at the half as we had the earlier start time. Really hardly anybody else has gotten started yet. One score I do have, I guess, in Class 9B. It is a final because they played in the afternoon. Corsica Stickney defeated Sunshine Bible 44-0. That's all we have on your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So, you're going to be happy with some things. We ran the ball well, by far our best half of running the ball this season. I'm sure we'll like to continue to establish that because that just helps open up that pass game.
Oh, exactly. When you, and we were ripping off good yards, you know, big rips there. So that was a great thing, that. And like I say, they're kicked to the outside or blocking downwards, get the guy the opening work in there a little bit. Everything was clicking there for us, doing a really good job. But like I say, run the ball sets up a lot of things for you down the road.
You know, we don't have any real flashy stats out there per se, but, you know, we also worked with some short fields. So, you know, we had the one long drive, the drive where we did get inside the 10, got turned back. That did start at our own 5-yard line. But other than that, we've had good field position. So, again, no flashy stats, but, again, taking care of the ball. No, we had one penalty, which actually took away a touchdown. But a one penalty, no turnovers. Those are the important things to win a ball game.
Well, exactly. You know, before the other games were prior to, we had a lot of laundry out there on both sides of the deal. So they cleaned that up, which makes a world of difference. Everything's been in the positive side of it. You know, that one, like you said, come back from us. But we didn't hang our heads there. We reloaded, come back, got our touchdown. So you come off those things. They had a lot more. Really good positive stuff to come out of that first half that they have to be really proud of the way they played.
We'll get to the stats here coming up, and I guess we don't have a lot of scoreboards to run down or scores to run down here yet, as most games are just kicking off right now right at 7 o'clock, but we'll give you what we have. Halftime score 15-0. Huron Tigers lead the Douglas Patriots. Again, here on Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at huronregional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsaucer with Real Estate Connection. Can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in 2 years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Godfather's Pizza of Huron offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Halftime at Tiger Stadium, Huron 15, Douglas 0. Huron scored the last two possessions they had. A 39-yard touchdown pass from Colton McNeil to Blake Elwine. Huron botched the snap on the extra point, but Mason Juergens, the holder, able to pick it up and go around the corner and get the two-point conversion, 8-0. Then Huron scored again with 20 seconds to go in the first half. A two-yard run by Thackeray Hansen. Michael Larson at the extra point, and 15-0 our score here at the half. And still have one other to put here as... Just saw a mistake I had on my passing stats. So here's the stats at halftime for Douglas. 60 yards on the ground, 11 through the air. Connor Wright carried the ball four times for 11 yards. Caden Wanzak had one carry for seven. Peyton Sandel had seven carries for 42 yards. 21 came on one carry. 60 yards on the ground, just 11 through the air. As Connor Wright was 2 of 5 passing for 11 yards. The Patriots did have one turnover, a fumble, 3 first downs in the first half. For Huron, 80 yards on the ground, 109 through the air. Running the ball, Colt McNeil had 3 carries, 13 yards. Thackeray Hansen, 7 carries for 47 yards. Landon Hulst had 12 carries for 30 yards. Landon's stats a little skewed as he did have some losses. Throwing the ball, Colt McNeil, 8 of 15 for 119 yards and the touchdown. Huron with 10 first downs in the first half. So 80 yards rushing, nothing flashy, but yet it got the job done as Huron has a big time of possession advantage, 14 minutes, 31 to 9:29 for Douglas. So again, the offense being efficient, and again, the stats are a little skewed just by the fact we've had a short field much of the night.
Well, exactly, but we took care of that, got advantage of that, took the opportunity, punched it in like we needed to. So, and the defense did their thing. They keep getting us the ball back, great field position to do it. Hey, we're doing a lot of good things that half.
Does it seem to you, or does it seem to me, the band is much louder tonight than it was 2 weeks ago?
They've got, partly when they do the performances, they've hauled them around. That's a big thing.
Ah.
You've got to have that
yep.
to win the judges over. So they're working on that.
Like I said, this is, I had a hard time hearing you there, your last enlightening commentary you just had there.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't lightning. I did get the gist of it. Here's the defensive stats for Douglas. Kaysen Tibbetts, as I said, he was all over the field in the first half for Douglas. 8 tackles, an assist, and a sack. Brody Slankakis had 5 tackles. Joshua Smith, 5 tackles, an assist, 3 tackles for Caden Wanzek for Huron. Again, defense not on the field as much. Anderson Porish with 4 tackles, 3 for Oakley Anderson, 3 for Rayshon Whiff, along with then 1 assist and 1 sack. And so Huron just, Nolan's Daly with 3 tackles, Oakley Anderson with 3. But again, you know, the defense was on the field way too much last week in Spearfish, so this is a little nice change of pace here for this game. And the offense able to control the ball. Now Douglas will get the possession to start the second half, so the Tiger defense needs to be ready and prepared for that.
Well, I think they'll be ready to come out. You know, they had a great first half. They're just going to work right off of that and then stuff them right here, and let's go right back the other way.
15-0 here on leading Douglas at the half. We're probably still about 6 minutes away from our second half kickoff. We'll take a Kurtz heating and cooling timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Forish a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA-certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production. Balancing biology with fertility, they offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Halftime at Tiger Stadium, 15-0. Huron leading Douglas. In Kurtz Heating and Cooling, scoreboard update. O'Gorman has went up on Pier 7-0. Yankton's up 7-0 on Sturgis. So just some early scores at this point. Aberdeen is at Mitchell tonight. Spearfish is at Watertown. Good matchup in Brookings with T area at the Brookings Bobcats. So again, just early on, as we did have the early kickoff. Coming up on Tuesday, we'll be back to Huron Tiger Volleyball at home hosting Pier. And then next Friday, Huron Tiger Football hits the road to Aberdeen. We'll be back to the 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:30 pregame here on Tiger. And Corky, as we get set for the second half, pretty simple here. You made some strides there, got things going your way in the late in the first half. Now just keep that going.
Well, you don't want to let up on the throttle. You want to just, you know, go out there and just pour it to them and take advantage of everything. And I think the guys are going to do that. They had a good first half. A lot of things went our way, and they made things go their way. They took advantage of things, so you just got to build off of that and carry it in.
Both teams have returned out on the field, so still about 3 minutes before we get started with our second half. We'll take another Huron Community Campus timeout here on Community Campus. In-person classes, $40 per credit hour, the best bargain in higher education in South Dakota. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor coats for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East, or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tiger Sports.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1635 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets, TV Sports, of course.
How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? Baby Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers,